Firstly, Ashley, awesome blog. great to see another parent struggling with the children at times. Hey, just a little bit from what I sort of experienced. I mean, I guess the first thing that jumped out at me from a fitness setting was at the Y Fitness when I worked down in Dunedin, and I was approaching a client, and he spun around and said, "What am I doing wrong now?" So I sort of was a bit taken back, and when I had a time to sit down and think about it, I realised that there was probably spent, you know, maybe 90% of my time going around correcting exercise and chasing that perfect technique, when I had an opportunity really to praise people, and also had an opportunity to praise people for being there and praise them for getting their exercises right. And funnily enough, when I started doing that, everyone was a lot more friendly, and also a lot of people had that sort of spillover where they saw others getting praised for doing things properly and started to do things properly just because. So it was an interesting effect. I guess the other thing is that there's a cultural aspect to this where, you know, in terms of praise, we're sort of brought up with this this language of indifference in New Zealand, this reticent or this real measured sort of approach to things. So if someone's looking pretty damn hot, you normally say they're not looking too bad. Or, you know, if you want to go somewhere, it's, oh, it may be worth a look, rather than, hey, that'll be awesome, let's go. And just having lived in the United States where that language was never evident, I was a bit taken aback for the first wee while. There was guys praising guys on, hey, you're looking good tonight. And of course, for me, that's a sure sign to get my back to the wall. But yeah, it was just a culture that was completely wired oppositely, and it was good to stand out, whereas in New Zealand I don't think it necessarily was. So we don't naturally seek praise, I don't think, at times anyway, because of partly how we've been brought up. I mean, in the United States when I was there, if you went to a sporting trial, a lot of the US guys would wear big yellow t-shirts and big orange t-shirts, and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. And I asked some of the assistant coaching staff what the go was, and they said, well, they want to stand out, they want to be known, they want to be seen and heard, and they realise that part of that is having attention. And of course, they were pretty good at self-praising as well, talking smack, as they say, or talking themselves up. So one chap assured me that his 5% body fat was all between his legs when I was doing his fitness test. So again, a time to sort of remove myself from that particular room. So yeah, and one of the things that I found is that if you're going to be sarcastic with praise, it didn't really ever work. So you had this process where you'd say, oh, you look great, I love what you've done with your hair, and of course they would look like they'd just been dragged through a trash heap or something, and they'd say, oh, thanks very much, I didn't think I looked that good today. So again, that sarcasm that Kiwis use with praise was sort of lost when I was over in the States as well. So I found that quite interesting. That sort of, when I left New Zealand, I thought the grass was definitely very green back here, and when I came back, I thought, you know what, our culture's got a few things to learn as well. The other thing I found interesting in sports psych was that, you know, for people who are learning skills, to actually be able to self-praise and to get praise from a coach is really important, because it supports that sort of process of slipping up or failing at something and just sticking at it, you know, that sense of eventually I'll master this, but I just need to keep chugging away at it. And that's done through that process of getting positive reinforcement. But what they say with elite performers is they actually need the negative. They need to be very hard on themselves, because the research sort of flips at that stage and says, well, if you know you can do it really easily and then you're just letting yourself down, it's okay to be hard on yourself, because you should have high expectations related to that particular skill. So again, even within coaching, you know, it's when do you use praise and when do you actually give the athlete the message that, hey, this isn't good enough, and by your standards you know that. Interesting concept again, with praise changing depending on where the situation or where the context is. There's another thing out there called transactional analysis, which if you Google, pretty interesting reading. I've got quite a large article which I might post at some stage, but it talks about negative and positive strokes. Positive strokes really being praise, and negative strokes being sort of, you know, that criticism or that negative criticism. And it's interesting that each person in life has a sort of a way of getting some positive affirmation. So one example would be if you give someone some praise, a positive stroke, as they'd say. So if you gave someone praise and stuff, you know, what do they do back? Do they say, oh no, you know, thanks, but you know, it was really nothing? So in other words, they respond to your positive stroke with sort of a negative stroke on them on themselves, or do they respond by saying, oh, that's great, and I really liked how you did this? So are they positive in return? Is that sort of transaction being positive both ways? And also you have the what I call sometimes the victim approach, which is where someone comes in and says, oh, I've had a hell of a day, I'm so tired, you won't believe what's happened. And then of course what you do is you're positive with them. You say, oh, well, you know, tell me about it, let me know. And they say, this is, oh, was it really that bad? How do you feel about that? And you start to have that praise or that attention almost that gratifies them. So you have these different transactions that go on, and often I think with clients it's a matter of learning, well, what is the transaction that works for this client? You know, if they're negative, then do I have to catch them doing that and actually be really positive at that stage? And do I need to keep that approach consistently throughout? Or for what they're doing today, is this a case that they will respond to some fairly clear criticism at times that they need to pull their socks up and get stuck in? Is that the turning point? So I think it's a very transient sort of a situation, but in general we have sort of an approach that we tend to take through life, a little bit like our DISC profile and so on. One thing for me which has just been endlessly difficult at times in my life is that I'm not a natural praiser. I tend to, being analytical, I tend to look for the holes in things and try and fix them. So being a fixer-upper, if everything's good as gold, I tend to not be particularly interested in it. And yet, as a manager of people, that's what I need to be, because the good things that are going on need to be praised, to be reinforced so that they happen again, and also so that the person sort of got that ability to then jump to something new without thinking, oh my God, Steve's just going to spend the next 3 days poking holes in it. So you've probably experienced that yourself from me, and there'll be many others. I apologise in advance to those who I line manage, because it's just not a natural activity for me. However, I also think that when I do praise people, I really do believe that they've done an excellent job and it's done with great integrity. I guess that's the other side of the coin, is where people just flap on about everything that's hugely positive no matter what the outcome was. I mean, if it's really poor, at some stage you have to identify, hey, that was pretty poor, however, this was the good bits of it and these are the bits we need to work on. So again, it's how do you take that approach. And then finally, for my children, I've got three little children now. One can't understand language, which is kind of handy. I can criticize her all I like, but the other two do respond really well to praise. And there's nothing like a 3 or 4 year old saying, daddy, you've hurt my feelings, or daddy, no, that's not right, I'm not like that. When they catch you, they've got incredible radar on them. So I find myself now explaining myself to my child, saying, well, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but you were frustrating me and this is what was happening and you weren't listening. And they say, well, I was really interested in this. And you actually have a conversation with a 3 or 4 year old much in advance of that you'd have with someone that you're working with, or a colleague or person on a project that's working alongside of you. So maybe the actual path to all this is to be less adult about it and actually be more childlike and just say, well, this is how I feel when you say that, and this is how I feel when you do this. So that no matter what, as long as we don't see that as a personal attack, we can get these feedback loops working a bit better. So that's just some feedback on your blog. Thought it was excellent. I really do like that sort of stuff, and I think that it's something that's missing from the sector. Just that understanding of how do we really, you know, get people to move along and enjoy themselves while they're doing it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you leave a good gym environment, a good club environment, a great training session, and you'll actually be healthier and you'll have an improvement in wellness. And that's really because you're happier than you were when you went in. And one of the paths to that, I think, is being more positive about yourself when you leave. And, you know, there's nothing like exercise to give you those positive feelings, because first of all, you've got that ability to say, wow, I did it and I planned it and then I executed it and now I'm out the other side of it and, you know, I feel a little bit righteous, so I'm going to go tell someone about it. But to actually do that in an environment that's positive as well, where you feel connected to others and you feel like you've got some friends and colleagues and people are working together and things are being achieved, well, I just think that's pretty special. So that's my feedback on praise. I think we should do more of it. I think I should definitely do more of it, and let's see how we go over the next wee while.